Big brother, it's big brother. It's my brother, it's your brother, it's our brother. It's his brother, it's her brother, it's their brother. Run past the gravy, bro.
What's happening, gang? It's past the gravy, bro. We're back for our second straight Double Eviction Thursday recap. It's Alex and Emma holding things down again. And Emma, this, as I saw somebody say on Twitter, was an episode of Big Brother.
This was an episode.
It was exactly what that was. Why was it 2 hours?
Why?
It could have been like
it within could have been an hour.
They had the unnecessary. Did Tiffany finally flip the house? Who knows? No, she didn't.
Not even close.
That was 30 minutes of just like, all right, here's a Tiffany send off, I guess. It could have been a 1 hour one. It would have been more entertaining. Like, it was like the second half. Aza winning HOH. What?
That was wild. You're right.
They had two parts to the HOH, which was interesting because that meant they were filling time anyways. Like, they could have just cut out a bunch of stuff. If you behind the scenes stuff, apparently they pre-recorded all of this. So if you're pre-recording it, wouldn't we get to see some of the discussion that maybe you don't get to see in a typical live Double Eviction where, we did get to see Aza telling Hannah, like, him putting you up, Xavier's the target, but I have to deal with Kyla.
So many commercials.
And yeah, it was really just, like, 45 minutes of show, and then they threw a bunch. They sold an hour of commercials, basically. John Shepard. I'm watching the Giants as well, by the way, so if
twice
I
tense.
Seem a little bit. A little bit, my attention is maybe not 100% here, but let's go to the Facebook chat. Let's just get right into you guys' comments and thoughts. Mundo says he should have put $100 on Big D when the odds were 8,000 to 1. He's gonna win. He's not gonna win. He's definitely not gonna win now. Thomas said, I sadly to evict 2 hours of my life that I'll never get back. Did you notice voting Tiffany out? He did say, it. I vote to evict. I sadly vote to evict.
When it took 10 tries.
Tiffany, and he also ran to the diary room to place his vote. So the one person, hey, let's not get the loudest story.
That's the squeakiest.
Let's not get the loudest story to play with while we're doing the podcast. But yeah, Derek F., I don't think he really has a shot to it at all.
Yeah,
they did come back from commercials just to go to commercials is also what Mundo said, where like, okay, cool. We did one part of this. Now we're going to be right back after this. There you go, Slayton.
And if it wasn't live, why do that?
Danny Dimes, baby. Yeah, it made no sense. Like the competition that they did was cool. The ball rolling competition was really cool. It was just weird that like, usually it's just do the first thing and you get it out.
That was very old school Big Brother comp because it didn't have any bells and whistles. It was like, roll the ball to the grass.
What do we have that we can make a comp out of on the fly? Well, we have this turf left. All right, grab some of that. Do we have any solid surface? Cool, we have these different colored balls. All right, we got it. Just put the balls in the order. They have to roll the thing, knock it off. Nailed it, okay,
yeah,
done.
I have more questions after watching this episode than I've ever had.
Just the cookout.
But it's not even about like
the
why were those decisions made. I'm mostly just curious of like, why was it that comp? Why was it 2 hours? Why was there an audio?
What? Yeah, what's up? What's up? Yeah, I don't know. Todd says even Wheezy knows that Oz had missed a huge opportunity with the squeakier toy. Yeah.
To be fair, Oz showed up tonight. I mean, it wasn't tonight.
Yeah, she played a game. Wow.
I just mean like,
welcome to Big Brother 23, Aza.
She never had to think about the game or decisions or anything until tonight, and it all had to happen within 10 minutes. So she made the wrong choice.
Just how do you
not
put Kai and Xavier?
I don't think you expected, I don't think anyone expected Kylan to use it on Xavier.
Do you think Xavier is really the target?
Yeah.
I think so too. But it was crazy because I thought Kylan was gone and you think she's just mad. That's her getting you back. You like hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. And that was her scorned woman moment. She was gonna take the axe to X.
I think that a little bit of that, a little bit of it sounded like she made some deals with Kylan because he was the past HOH. And then she's always been tight with Big D. So yeah. Her back was against the wall. She is the only one in there that has stuck to her values because she hasn't had to question them ever, except for tonight. Right. She really leaned into them, and the entire internet is just furious with her.
The fun fact we saw during the show, I mean, was that Derek F. now is the only person in the house and or jury that has not won a competition this season.
But apparently he's doing so much stuff we don't see.
He's doing so many things. He's holding everybody's back. What? In what way? The funniest thing from him this episode was Kylan and Xavier talking about a guy's trip, and they just were mentioning everybody else but him. And he was like, how are you not going to take me, Kylan? I'll be fun as fuck. If it was just white walls, I would be having everybody having a good time. That was a really funny Derek F. segment. You're done with that.
Yeah, right.
You're just done with them, whatever. Maybe it's my Gen X showing, but why can't anyone in the jury say Black Winter? They did say Black Winter.
It took them a minute.
It's Thomas that said that.
They did a little bit of this, like, because of...
Well, you can tell the jury that they were like, we'll talk about it. And I'm okay.
Julie never said it until Tiffany came out.
She said African-American, too.
Well, no, she just kept saying historical.
Yeah. That was, I don't know. I mean, like the cookout's awesome. It's crazy. They got all six people there. But like now we see why, again, the cookout probably should have turned on each other a little bit before final six. Like, yes, you achieved the goal that you wanted. So that works. But if you wanted to win Big Brother, if you wanted it to be an individual game more so, then yeah, you should have.
No,
you
think
should have like turned on Kylan earlier.
But the people who deserve to win are gonna be at the end. And I guess Tiffany also deserved to win, but someone's gotta go who deserves to win.
Yeah, and she said she knew why she was there. I don't think she seemed bitter at all about it.
No, because everybody won.
Todd says it would not shock him if at final two Sarah Beth would vote for Kylan, but it seems like a lot of the other juries don't want her to win. Yeah, let's talk about the jury segment.
Everybody keeps talking about X winning. Oh, X is going
to
win.
And they also keep talking about how many comps he threw. And they're like, well, he didn't have to do anything. It's like, so Kylan just won, but he didn't have, like.
I had read on Twitter that Xavier has not won a comp that Kylan has played in.
That's not a great stat.
And even the most recent comps that he decided he wasn't going to throw that he lost was to Kylan. And that veto he won, Kylan wasn't playing.
Yeah, no. I don't know. It seemed set up for Xavier to win it tonight. It looked like in that first round of the HOH that he was about to just take it. And then
I thought Hannah was going to take it.
Xavier was just steady with it. But
they were tied. And Hannah was ahead of him. She choked. Too much pressure.
Yeah. Pressure was too big for her, and now she's in the jury house with Tiffany. But what else are we missing, really? I mean, there was a good portion of the first hour that was just sucking Tiffany off, and Tiffany, cool, she's cool. Then they had the fake drama. Then we had the jury segment, and they're like, cool, that was 1 hour. We got through that one. But then we had a regular episode of Big Brother after that. It just was like, this should have been a 1 hour episode.
Yeah. Well, we can cut it.
That's it.
If you want.
That's it. I mean, what else do we have? Like the Kylan using the veto to save Xavier. A lot of people are saying cost him $750,000 right there. I think that if he really is trying to stay loyal to his final
because
two.
Because Big D and Kylan still would have voted for Chata.
Right.
So him just doing that proves that he's a nice guy to Xavier.
Right.
And then gets to say, hey, I saved your butt. You wouldn't be here without me.
Or actually, here's the $750,000. But yeah, that's pretty much all I got.
That move doesn't make him the winner.
It doesn't, no.
Because Chata would have left anyway.
Yeah. That's what a lot of this season is, where they're trying to make it more than it's not because they had six people. Like, where this was a team, I guess, a season that started with teams, and the cookout never had to not have a team. until now.
Yeah, which is good gameplay. But
right.
to say that Kylan's choice to use the veto cost him the game, that's wrong. That's incorrect.
But I didn't. I'm saying
other people say it. Yeah, I'm telling the internet. That is incorrect.
They mentioned in the jury that they respected Xavier's safe gameplay. Yeah, I just, it doesn't, okay, you want to play safe or do you want to go with the guy that, like, actually played the game? I'm going to go with the guy that actually played the game. Like, if you had the protection, it doesn't make sense that, like, that's a, like, how did he work harder to have, like.
Right, because, like, Big D has the same argument. I played it safe.
Right,
I don't
win anything.
I threw those on purpose. I got second on purpose.
Mundo wants to know how many episodes are left. Okay, so they have, now they're down to four. So they have tomorrow night. There's no Sunday episode because CBS has the Emmys. So we are, hey, let's not fight until we're done with the fucking podcast, guys, huh? Huh? It's not gonna last. It's not gonna last. But they don't. But we have a Friday episode tomorrow night that was going to be instead of the Sunday episode.
Friday.
I think it's just going to be me doing the pod solo. So I'll be hanging in with you guys, talking a lot, and or just answering a lot of questions mostly, doing a quick recap. And then we don't have a Sunday episode. We will put out power rankings on Monday. We'll do power rankings on Monday, even though like, we're not going to do a Sunday night episode. Then Wednesday, you get the veto. Thursday, we get down to final three. I think Sunday next week.
Friday clip show. Sunday.
Friday clip
Wednesday.
Show.
So next, there's six left.
Tomorrow we will have. I will do a podcast. Next Friday we will not do a podcast for the clip show. This is dumb. Just I don't care about the clip show.
Recap a recap show.
Recap the show about the recaps. So yeah, but yeah, then the Wednesday the 29th, I want to say. Is finale night. So yeah, we are right around the corner, guys. Right around the corner. And also Chris lost his first two people from his fantasy pool.
He's gonna win.
And Tiffany and unless Kylan wins.
You have Kylan?
I have Kylan.
Oh, you win the whole thing.
I could win the whole thing. So
I hope
we'll
you
see.
Win the whole thing.
But thank you guys for tuning in at Pass the Gravy Bro on Twitter and Instagram. Give us a follow. Also we have the Pass the Gravy Bro shirts. If you want to go to pastgravymerch.com, you can get the shirts there and support the podcast. And Emma is at LittleEMTweets on Twitter and at Emma Lawler on Instagram. I'm at Alex J. Middleton on Instagram, at pastgravybro. Please share us with a friend. Give us a 5-star review on iTunes and Spotify. Make sure you subscribe if you're watching the Facebook video version. If you're listening only, then go and like our Facebook page. If you want to tune in and chat with us afterwards, we got the Facebook chat with all the cool people hanging out. But hold on, who is still in the other pool? I will give you an update on that tomorrow night.
Oh, that pool.
On the Pastor Bro pool. Okay, yeah, actually I haven't. So you just hold on. Remaining in the pool is me. I have Hannah. Pat has Azza.
You're not in there.
The pool?
Hannah just left.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I didn't cross her out yet. Sorry. My bad. Chill. Pat has Azza. David Ruiz has Xavier. And Raimundo has Derek F. and Chris has Kylan. So
Chris
that's
Hogan?
It. Chris Hogan has Kylan. I think in like the Pass the Gravy /Pass the Gravy Bro Big Brother pool like three times now. If Chris wins, then it would be like somebody on the show won. It's like, well, we have to have a dog in the fight a little bit. We gave it to whoever got second or better than us. But there was one season it was me, Robert, and Pat got first, second, and third. And Josh Tree had Cliff Hogg. He had Cliff Hogg, and Cliff got fourth, but he won still because we're, well, we can't take the prize. But where is Pat at? Pat is working. Oh, Whitney is an OnlyFans? Oh, we'll have to let Pat know, and maybe Pat can give us a review on next week's episode. But thank you guys again for tuning in. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow right here, and until we talk to you then, pass the gravy, bros.